We look at this hour, the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Jeremy Corbyn accused of honouring Palestinian terror chief. And here with another aspect of that story, an LBC exclusive, is LBC's political editor Theo Ushard. What you got, Theo?
Serious and hard-working. That's the description Jeremy Corbyn has used for Hamas, a designated terror group, in the latest recording to emerge. The Labour leader has, of course, been engulfed in rows about whether his party has become a harbour for anti-Semitism, whether he's soft on terror since he took over at the helm. He has described members of Hamas, of course, as friends. And so perhaps these latest comments from a radio interview in 2010 are unsurprising.
It's not a question of whether one agrees or disagrees with Hamas, either on its political strategy or indeed on its social strategies. You have to recognise the reality is they have a great deal of support, they have a great deal of respect from a lot of Palestinians who wouldn't necessarily politically agree with them, but recognise they're serious, hard-working and they're not corrupt. But they want to be part of a process.
Now, one of the blockers to the peace process has been Hamas's refusal to recognise the State of Israel. For Mr Corbyn, however, responsibility for this must rest with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
When asked about recognition of Israel, I wasn't expecting them to say, we are prepared to recognise Israel. I don't think they could possibly do that and retain credibility amongst their own members. They went as far as using words like accepting the reality of the situation of Israel's existence. This apparently is not enough for Benjamin Netanyahu or for the United States. And so we continue on this, in my view, fairly disastrous policy of trying to divide the various Palestinian forces.
Now, in the past, Jeremy Corbyn has called for an arms embargo against Israel, but in this interview, he goes further. He calls on British politicians to lobby Brussels to suspend European trade agreements with Israel.
I have always made it my business to enjoy good relations with Fatah, with Hamas, and with the independent members of the Knesset, and indeed the independent members of the Palestine National Authority. What can we do? Firstly, pressurising British politicians concerning the European trade arrangements with Israel. The European trade arrangements are very beneficial to Israel, and Israel is able to develop its economy on the basis of its trade with Europe. There is a human rights clause in that EU-Israel trade agreement, which is violated by Israel, and I think it's time to suspend that agreement.
Theo, thank you. Just to remind everybody, that 1972 Olympics in Munich, Theo rightly said Palestinian terrorists captured and murdered 11 Israeli athletes. Also, a German police officer lost his life. This is what the Labour Party is saying. And by the way, there is an alpha still standing for Mr Corbyn or one of his team to come on and address this. A source close to Mr Corbyn tells the Daily Telegraph he attended the ceremony because it was commemorating the bombing of the PLO headquarters in Tunis in 1985, close quotes, but he did not lay a wreath himself. The source goes on, quotes, in the same cemetery there are some other people in it. Some of these people, not Jeremy, he was just physically present, also laid a wreath on another grave. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Mr Corbyn says simply this is an extremely tenuous set of connections. So there we have what Labour is saying. Again, the offer is outstanding for them to come on. Kamal Hawash is former vice chair of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. How fair or otherwise is it that politicians are finding their links, whether true, alleged or false, examined in this level? Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Well, of course, as a member of the electorate, we want to understand everything we can about the people we are voting for. So I have absolutely no problem with that. And it's got to be applied equally to all parts of the political landscape, if you like. So it does seem that there is a concerted effort to pick on Jeremy Corbyn himself, but he's big enough to defend it. I'm not here to defend him myself. So I think it is fair to question these things, but I think it's also fair to look at his record as an anti-racist, as someone who has fought all his life for human rights everywhere.
What has Mr Corbyn achieved in this area, would you say?
In the area of?
Well, either in the area of trying to realise that you do have to negotiate with parties such as terrorist groups, such as the IRA, or indeed bringing attention to other causes.
I think in terms of bringing attention to other causes, he has achieved quite a lot, because it's about raising awareness, certainly on the Palestinian issue. He is someone who has campaigned for justice for the Palestinian people, but that's not at the expense of the Israeli people. So I think when pro-Israel groups try to completely discredit people who support the Palestinians, to try and shut down debate, to make accusations about anti-Semitism when there isn't much really, and that's something that has rumbled on over the last year and a half, then the idea is to discredit the man only because of his views on Israel, not because of his actual, if you like, his characteristics as an anti-racist person.
But wasn't he, Mr. Corbyn, proven to be right? Because ultimately the only way that peace was brought about with the IRA was to talk. Surely he was correct there.
Well, I mean, that's what commentators are saying, but
well, surely those commentators are right, aren't they? No, that'd be the whole Northern Ireland peace process, is because people did what Mr. Corbyn was talking about years before.
I think he's been proven on a number of issues to be right, particularly in terms of waging war abroad and so on. And I, you know, you have people. Yesterday, we saw the clip of Michael Fallon, who talked to Bashar al-Assad a few years ago, and he was cringing, trying to defend himself, and he was saying, actually, we wanted to talk to him to try and ensure that he turned the leaf. He didn't do what his father did. So, in a way, you know, there are lots of indicators that what Jeremy has stood for in terms of his own wish to talk and to avoid the conflict is a pretty good thing.
Thanks for your time, Kamal Hawash, your former vice chair of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Listen to that, Jonathan Arkush, who's president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews. Your comments on what we're hearing concerning Mr. Corbyn and that audio we've just played.
Hello, Nick. What can I say? Corbyn has been condemned by members of his own party. To me, going to the graves of terrorists who have the same mindset, exactly the same thinking process, as those Batman who killed 22 British youngsters in Manchester a few days ago is absolutely.
So where is the where is the link with the Manchester bombing?
Hamas, who you quoted his comment on, its charter explicitly hates Christians and Jews and calls them infidels who are worthy of murder. That is the same mindset. Hamas throws gay people off buildings for being gay. Hamas oppresses women, keeps them under wraps and beyond closed doors. Hamas murders political opponents. The terrorists who took hostage Israeli Olympic athletes in Munich were simple, criminal, violent murderers. Corbyn went to their grave. What can you say? It saddens me. And I want to say this. It is extremely rare, if not exceptional, for someone in my position to make a statement about someone who is a candidate in a general election a few days away. But I'm afraid the statements and the acts of Jeremy Corbyn are so extraordinary for someone who aspires to leadership. I cannot
Let me just play to you, well, not play, let me just read you the words that Mr. Corbyn is said to have told to Sky News last night. Quotes, "We were searching for peace in the Middle East. The only way we achieve peace is by bringing people together and talking to them." Surely in that, as much as that, Mr. Arkush, he's right.
You talk to people who are prepared to say something sensible. There is no evidence at all. This, please let me remind you, Hamas is at war with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, who talk regularly with the Israeli government. The two of them are at war, for goodness sake. This is not someone.
But when Mr. Corbyn says the only way we achieve peace is by bringing people together and talking to them, he's right, isn't he?
When they're ready to make peace, you have to speak to someone with whom you have evidence. I mean, are you on the same thought process? You would now be saying that a British Prime Minister has to call up ISIS, the people who inspired the bomber in Manchester, because
my understanding of ISIS is they want destruction of the West, and they
and that's exactly right, Nick.
No, but my understanding is, as regards the Palestinian, is that they want to try and find a solution to the problem between Israel and the Palestinians. That's what
you won't find that solution with Hamas, because Hamas wants only one thing, that is destruction. It doesn't stop at Israel, it stops at the West. It's exactly the same mindset as ISIS.